Texas's school accountability system has been called the Texas Miracle. It provided inspiration for President Bush's No Child Left Behind plan. But 340 school districts in the state say they don't have the money to increase student performance. And as Michael May of member station KUT reports, they've taken their concern to court.
For the past month, a battle has been waged in an Austin district courtroom between hundreds of school districts in the state of Texas. The districts charge that the current school finance system violates the state constitution. They say the state has set tough accountability standards, but hasn't provided enough resources to make the grade. Austin Superintendent Pat Forgione painted a grim picture on the stand. He said 60% of students in Austin elementary schools were poor, and many didn't speak English. Forgione said the state must provide more money if these students are going to pass state-mandated tests.
I don't have money to go around. They have no extra money for middle, no extra money for high schools. And yet no one's saying, now, lower that standard, Dr. Forgione. No. We want the standard to stay high, and I'm worried we're going to have a revolution. I'm worried the parents are going to say, you're punishing my child because you're giving them a test they're not ready for.
The schools in Texas are funded with a combination of state funds and local property taxes. After the state Supreme Court ruled 11 years ago that the school finance system wasn't equitable, the legislature created the so-called Robin Hood system. Wealthy districts now send property tax dollars to poorer districts across the state. For example, Austin sends $136 million to poorer districts. Meanwhile, the state's share of education funding has dropped significantly. To fill the gap, local school districts raise their property tax rates. David Thompson is an attorney for the districts.
And now we have hundreds of districts with 80% of the kids in the state that are right at their legal limits. They can no longer raise property tax money. So the mechanism that's worked for the last decade simply doesn't work anymore. It's like driving down the road at 70 miles an hour and running into a brick wall. They're hitting their tax limits at the very moment that we're raising standards again.
The legal limit is $1.50 per $100 of property value. The districts say the current situation is akin to a statewide property tax, which is against the state constitution. The Texas Constitution also says the state must provide a general diffusion of knowledge, which has been interpreted as providing an adequate education. The definition of adequacy is at the heart of the case. The districts say the system is inadequate for several reasons. A quarter of students are dropping out. There isn't enough money to teach immigrant children English, and too few kids are prepared for college. The state defines adequacy much more narrowly. If a school district has 55% of its students passing the achievement tests, Deputy Attorney General Ed Burbach says that district is accredited by the state.
What studies have shown, including the plaintiff's own expert, in the last 10 years, our students keep performing better and better. Every single one of these districts is accredited as we sit here today, and they all do it for $1.50 or less. Now, whether or not the legislature decides to put more money into the system, that's a policy choice for the people over in the legislature.
Back in April, the state legislature met for a 30-day special session on school finance. Lawmakers failed to pass a single bill. Few wanted to take responsibility for raising taxes. When the Robin Hood bill was passed 11 years ago, it was only after the courts threatened to shut down the schools. Former Lieutenant Governor Bill Ratliff is known as the father of Robin Hood. Now he's a witness for the school districts.
Someone that once asked me, why were you able to pass the school finance plan in 93 and we're not able to pass one now? Well, one of the reasons is the legislature had a gun to its head. And sometimes... unfortunately, sometimes legislatures, not just ours, but others, have to have a gun to their head.
The judge is expected to rule on the case in the next couple of weeks, but there is little doubt this will be appealed to the Texas Supreme Court. And there are more than a few lawmakers and education advocates hoping the court rules with the districts, cocks the hammer, and takes aim at the legislature. For NPR News, this is Michael May in Austin.